Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's December now with snow on the ground. Time for movies to get your blood boiling. This week I'm looking at three new movies about unexpected adversaries. There's an artist versus a philanthropist, Scrooge versus Santa Claus, and Elvis versus Hitler. White Noise, written and directed by Noah Baumbach. It's the 80s in a small Rust Belt college town. Jack, played by Adam Driver, is a professor in the new field of Hitler studies. Doesn't speak German. Along with his wife Babette, played by Greta Gerwig, they raise their children from babies to teens in a modern blended family. The kids, Denise, Heinrich, Steffi, and Wilder, are inquisitive and precocious and come from various marriages. At work, Jack lectures to worshipful students and has intellectual discussions with his colleagues. His closest one is Murray, played by Don Cheadle, a prof who specializes in cinematic car crashes and wants to raise Elvis studies to the level of Hitler studies. But there's trouble at home. Babette is obsessed with death and dying and suffers from memory loss and unexpected absences. Denise, the daughter, suspects she's on prescription drugs. She found a hidden bottle of Dilar, an unheard-of medicine. Meanwhile, Jack is terrorized by nightmares and at times actually thinks he's going to die. All these troubles are pushed aside when a real disaster happens. A truck crashes into a train outside town carrying dangerous chemicals. The result? A toxic cloud floating above the area with unknown effects. The town's evacuated, with the family forced to flee by station wagon to Camp Daffodil, a weirdly named military base. Rumors abound of the camp, and no one knows for sure what is happening. Can life return to normal? Will the toxic cloud blow away? Is Babette an addict? Will Jack's academic secrets be revealed? And where does Dilar come from? White Noise is a satirical look at dread, suspicion, and alienation within an academic setting. It also looks at pop culture, art, and the omnipresent consumer economy. I read Don DeLillo's novel when it first came out, and I was captivated by the way it captured the dark mood of the time. Noah Baumbach takes a different path, treating the film as a comical period piece where people dress in funny 80s clothes and use obsolete technology. Looks for laughs in scenes like Jack getting tangled up in a kitchen phone cord. Ha ha ha. I have mixed feelings about this movie. Some parts just seem to be like running gags about those wacky 80s, turning serious scenes from the book into absurdist jokes. Other parts are brilliant, like the pas de deux between Jack and Murray in a joint Hitler-Elvis lecture, or an actual dance sequence down the aisles of a supermarket in the closing credits. And a cameo by the great Barbara Sukowa as a German nun in a hospital should not be missed. While I couldn't get emotionally into the characters or plot, Driver and Gerwig are both good actors, but they never seem real in this movie. And I felt detached from the film, but I did find it interesting and visually pleasing. We waited all Violent Night, directed by Tommy Vercola. It's Christmas Eve and the Lightstone family are gathered on their vast private estate. Gertrude, played by the great Beverly D'Angelo, their autocratic matriarch, puts on an elaborate dinner each year with servants dressed as Nutcracker Suite characters. Her two adult children, Cam and Alva, their spouses and the grandkids, Gertrude and Bertrude, known as Trudy and Bert, outdo one another sucking up to her, trying to get their share of the family's wealth. Everyone, that is, except little Trudy, played by Leah Brady, who doesn't want any money or presents from Santa. She just wants her estranged parents back together again. This year, though, something goes terribly wrong. The costume caterers turn out to be highly trained paramilitary criminals. dressed as nutcrackers, there to murder everyone and steal millions from the safe. They're headed by a bitter man named Scrooge, or nicknamed Scrooge, played by John Leguizamo, who hates Christmas. Little Trudy escapes from the family, hides in the attic, and calls Santa Claus by walkie-talkie for help. And to everyone's shock, a drunken bearded man in Christmas gear, played by David Harbour, comes to the rescue. He's the real thing, but only Trudy believes in him. Can Santa and Trudy fight off dozens of ruthless killers? Can her parents overcome their differences? And can a worn-out, depressed, and alcoholic Santa hang on for one more year? Or is this the end of Christmas for everyone? Violent Night is a comedy action movie about a good little girl and a hard-ass Santa fighting cruel killers, using horrific violence of their own. It's a combination of two Christmas classics, Home Alone and Die Hard, but with the gore levels pumped up a few notches. Trudy's booby traps turn out to be deadly, while Santa channels his past life as a Viking to wreak havoc with a hammer named Skull Crusher. Does the movie work? Totally! David Barber from Stranger Things is great as a nasty Santa who pukes and pisses off his flying sleigh. He takes a licking but keeps on kicking. Newcomer Leah Brady as Trudy is cute, maybe too cute, but good enough. And most of the rest of the characters are sufficiently unlikable to keep the story moving. So, if you're looking for a fun and twisted action movie in time for Christmas, Violent Night fits the bill. All the Beauty and the Bloodshed, directed by Laura Poitras. Nan Golden is an artist known for photographic portraits of the demi-monde, with louche images of drugs, sex, and self-destruction. She rose to fame in the 1980s with her ever-changing performances of The Ballad of Sexual Dependency, which combined music and a slideshow of her pictures. But far from being a dispassionate observer of the lives of the other, or worse, an ogler of outcasts, Golden explicitly documents the lives of her closest friends and herself, including drag queens, junkies, artists, and musicians in various stages of undress. There's also the era of AIDS, which decimated the New York City art scene. Golden recorded this too. It was also the start of ACT UP and other political movements demanding attention from the government and big pharma. Okay, flash forward 20 years, when pharmaceutical corporations, through doctors, were strongly pushing prescriptions of opiates as non-addictive relief from the worst levels of pain. In fact, they're highly addictive, as we all know now, and one addict was Golden herself. Though she kicked the habit, many were still dying from overdoses of opioids, and she noticed something strange. A major sponsor of the galleries and museums that display her work were sponsored by noted philanthropist, the Sackler family. And the Sacklers made their fortune through Purdue Corporation, peddling drugs like OxyContin. We're talking the Louvre, the Met, Tate Modern, and the Guggenheim, among others. So she started a protest group called PAIN, Prescription Addiction Intervention Now, which stages protests in the Sackler wings of museums worldwide. All the Beauty and the Bloodshed is a fantastic documentary that records Golden's life and art and her battle with the Sacklers. It's engrossing and revealing, a work of art in its own right. The film includes contemporary footage as well as snapshots and films from Nan Golden's own personal history. She's the cinematographer, and the director is Laura Poitras, responsible for the world-changing documentary Citizen 4 about Edward Snowden. All the Beauty and the Bloodshed is a rare case of a political documentary that is also respectful of art. It's visually and audibly stunning, and though almost 2 hours long, it's totally engrossing. One of the best documentaries of the year. White Noise is screening at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto. All the Beauty and the Bloodshed is playing there and at Hot Dog Cinema, while Violent Night opens this weekend across North America. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com.